Wait until you hear what Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are fighting over now. I'm going to get to it coming up in just a second. First, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart shared a video on social media yesterday for Halloween. Now, it's Kevin Hart showing up at The Rock's house to trick-or-treat dressed as a 90s version of The Rock.
Love it.
Trick-or-treat. Why are you dressed like that?
Because it's my costume. All you gotta do is go to the costume store and say, make me look stupid.
Look, what do you want?
The kids say you're giving out the good stuff.
I am giving out the good stuff. I'm not giving it to you.
I said trick or treat.
Okay. You want some candy?
Yes.
Oh. Hey, you want the king-size candy?
Yeah.
No, you don't get that at all. Here's what you get. It's bite-sized, tiny, mini, like you.
I don't want to
put this in your fanny pack.
Maybe next year you don't try to save money on your decorations around here. Hey, kids! Dwayne The Rock Johnson is giving out raisins and pennies. This sucks.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Kevin, happy Halloween.
Oh, why are they so funny together?
Love, they're my favorite Hollywood couple. They're the best.
They've got great chemistry. So this video was a promotion for their upcoming film, Jumanji, The Next Level.
Oh, yeah.
And they dropped the most recent trailer for that movie yesterday, just after they dropped that.
Nice. So.
It has been 3 years since Angelina Jolie filed for divorce from Brad Pitt. Feels like it's been a decade because we've been going through this divorce with them, right? It's been very emotional. And they still can't get along. They have fought about everything from custody of their children to how much child support Brad Pitt pays. Like, you wouldn't think money would be a big issue,
but it was.
But what's currently holding them back from moving on is a castle. They bought this castle together in 2008. It's actually where they got married. It's called Chateau Mirage. Now, Angelina believes that she should be given the entire estate. And this is a castle, but then there's like other homes and residences on. Like, it's like nothing we understand.
That's how castles work.
$67 million.
Oh, my God.
That's what it's worth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is basically like the whole city of Montreal. Like, it's so expensive. And Angelina believes it should be hers because it was her idea to buy it in the first place. But Brad thinks that he's been more than generous financially throughout the separation. He's basically like, I have given and given and bent for you, and he has offered to pay her $10 million. I'll give you $10 million. I'll keep the property, and she has declined it. So they're continuing to battle over this castle. Like, buy another castle.
Yeah. I don't know if it has to do with the actual castle, or if it's just them sort of, you know, drawing the line and
sticklers.
Sticking to their own, because you get so finicky when it comes to these little details.
I try not to judge, but my guess is that she is bitter and that she is holding on to it like nothing we've ever seen before, whatever happened in their marriage.
Yeah. Did you ever think that you would see this sort of result after years of them building like a huge family? I thought that this was like a fairy tale ending.
It's not shocking to me because I do think that they were so in love. Like, look at what they both did to be together.
Exactly.
They hurt a lot of people to be together. Mm-hmm. So I think it was really deep on a level that not all relationships are, but we know that when that swing happens, that
pendulum goes the other
way. It goes the other way, that the deepest love hurts the most, you know?
Especially in Hollywood.
Especially, you think it hurts more in Hollywood?
Well, no, but they divorce like that, right? But I think what they need to do is you know, maybe Angelina can get the castle on long weekends and every other week, and then Brad gets it on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays.
No, because then they'd have to communicate, and girl cannot even look him in the face right now, let's be real.
They've got people to
do
that.
Can't stand him. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Hopefully they can work this out and move on with their lives eventually, right?
Just split the castle in two.
Split the castle in
two. Take the east wing, I'll take the west wing. See ya.
Put it up on Airbnb. Make it easy that way.
Yeah.
You're good. All right, it's Nikki, and that is your biz, and we're nearing the end of the week, and we know what that means. One of the final shots that you're going to have to take down Sam with Are You Smarter Than Sam is coming up in 6 minutes.
How excited are you?
I'm so excited. Along with your chance to win $100 to spend at Domino's, all right? So get ready to win. Halsey is on the way, and JT right now.